Rosh Chodesh Adar was the yotzed of actually many tzaddikim. But the after Rav, Sechat Tzadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had many halakhic children. And one of them who we'll be speaking about tonight is of Ichimai of Yitzchak Meir from Zinkov. As we said many times, every tzaddik has a certain inyan, avoda, which is unique to that tzaddik. And the Rebbe from Zinkov was no different. What was special very much to the Rebbe of Ichimai from Zinkov was the mitzvah tzedakah. That was really his mitzvah. He was mamish destitute. He had nothing. Not because he didn't have money coming through his hands, but everything which he had, he would give away. It was amongst the tzaddikim that you could say that he didn't go to sleep at night if he had any money in his house. It was like chametz for Pesach to have money in the house when he would go to sleep. Many stories like that about with the V'chaim and the Melech, that they couldn't go to sleep because they felt like they're making cheshbon nefesh and something is wrong, and then they're looking through the house and they have a mamash, a pruta, which they still have until they gave it away, and then they can go to sleep. The Rebbe from Zinkov was like that in his giving of tzedakas. He would travel and collecting money, and you know, the mishpacha would hope that he would come back with something for them, but everything that he came back with, and he had chayvis, and it was actually made an arrangement in the family that his daughter would travel with him so that she would like watch over him to make sure that they would come home with something. Akadei kach, that it was mesiris nefesh to give tzedakah for aniyim. He was a rav of a town, and erev Pesach, you know, the rav has a lot of responsibilities, paskening shilas, so they were looking for the rav. Where's the rav? Where's the rav? Everywhere looking. So where is he? He's with the aniyim. He's handing out matzahs. He's handing out, you know, bottles of wine. That's, if you wanted to find the rebbe, that's where you would find him. That was how he kept himself busy. He once said to, he was mishpacha, they married into the square mishpacha through their grandchildren. So after the chasen, he was speaking to the machutin, who was, I think, the oldest son of Itzakel from Skver. And he davened very late, this son. I think Ravi Yeshua Heschel, it says here. So he asked him, why do you come so late to davening? He says, well, we have a Messiah that we say all of Tehillim before we daven. They do that in Skver on Shabbos. We finish the whole Tehillim. We have a Messiah that we finish all of Tehillim before davening. So the Rebbe of Yitzchak Meir, he said, I also have such a Kabbalah to say Tehillim before davening. But by me, Tehillim is Rashi Tevis, Loi Sikpait Yadcha Miachicha Ha'evyon. It's Rashi Tevis Tehillim, which means not to hold back your hand from giving tzedakah taniyim. I also do Tehillim before davening. You need to give tzedakah every, take care of all the needs of the tzrachim before he daven. That was one of his priorities. He said once, the Olam says that I have a good heart. So he says, but what? I can give my heart to the aniyim? What are they going to do with my heart? They can take it out of my body? So I have an arrangement with Hashem. I say, Hashem, you want my heart. Rachmana li babai. You want my heart. And you say about yourself, li ha-kesef, li ha-zav, that I have the money, I have the gold, I have the silver. So I make you a deal. I give you my heart and you give me the money. And with that money I'm going to take care of your people. That's the arrangement I have with Hashem. I give you my heart and you give me your money. He said a vart, which is mamash l'shitasa. It says here, the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to give away more than a fifth of his money to tzedakah. So he says, that can't be. Right? That can't be. You can't give more than a fifth. So he says, why does the Gemara say, ha-mevazvez? Al-yevazvez yoyisim mechamesh. The person who's like, how would you translate the word mevazvez in English? The person who's over-eager to give away his money. Mevazvez is almost like, he has like a, it's not chashiv to him, the money. So he said, a person who feels that if he's giving away tzedakah, he feels like it's bizyonis for him to give more than a fifth. It's like, it's not right for me to give more than a fifth. To him, the Gemara says, don't give more than a fifth. You should protect your own kavod atzmi. If you think that you have a certain dignity that you need to keep to, you don't want to be under a lower threshold of money in the bank, or if you feel like you're overextending yourself to people. So to you, the Gemara gives you a ptur. And it says, if you feel like you're mevazviz yourself, don't give more than a fifth. But for a person who feels like, this is me, this is what I want to be doing, this is lechatchila for me, The Gemara wasn't talking about such a person. Adrab, should give as much as he can to tzedakas. And that's how he lived. Mamash, he gave everything away. He didn't keep anything for himself.
Where did he get it from?
He made a deal with Hashem. That was the deal he made. I give you my heart, you give me the money.
But practically, where did he get
it? If you were to follow him around, you would see it, you know.
Bitcoin.
His father, the Abderav, we spoke about in the past, he was a certain kufi, he was mamish the God of Lador. So he said once to his son, as he was coming of age, you know, when the Abderav was the Zakan HaRabbanim, he lived like, I think, in his 90s, the Abderav. It was very unusual in that time. He once said to his son, I don't know what's going to be with you, Ichamai. He says, for me, I suffered so many bizyonis, I traveled, I had poverty, all these things, and in my older years, I was able to handle the COVID. I didn't get carried away with the COVID because I was broken so many times in my life. Hashem made me into a keli to receive it. But for you, what's going to be with you? It's going to be with you. He says those words, mamish penetrated his heart, and he made sure that he had a lot of conditioned himself properly to be able to deal with all the COVID that he would have to deal with in his lifetime. Tell over the story. I think it's a famous story. That that the Rabbi Belzer once told over. That once the Abderav traveled to a city, and speaking about COVID, what we've just spoken about, so they came out in numbers to come see the Abderav, and at the outskirts of the city, and then as he came closer, more people were there, and more people, and the Abderav was losing it in terms of, like, you know, the COVID. To these people, the cover was literally like pukeable. It was something which was completely distasteful and unbearable for these tzaddikim. So he pasha couldn't handle it anymore. So his son Rabbi Chaim was with him in the wagon, and he said, Tati, don't worry, they're not here for you. The people aren't here for you. So he said, so who are they here for? He says, they're here for me. They're here for me. He says, okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
He was able to handle it.
So later on, when the Oilim was coming to see the Abderav, so he was confused because they're coming to see the Abderav, they're not coming to see him. So he turned to his son and he says, who are they coming for? He said, they're coming for me. So why are they coming for you? He says, they're coming for me because I'm your son. So in that way, he was able to cover up what he had said before, because I'm your son, that's why they're coming for me. So when Abderav heard that, he laughed. And he said the following word. He says that Yosef HaTzadik was the Melech, the Mishal HaMelech in Mitzrayim. So when the brothers come, and Yosef sends them to go tell Yaakov that he's still alive and what's going on, he says, Vigadati Le'avi is called Koydi B'Mitzrayim. Go tell my father all of the cover which I have in Mitzrayim. So this is how the Abderav types it. Vigadati, that you should say, that I say, Le'avi, because of my father, it's called Koydi B'Mitzrayim. That's why I have all this cover in Mitzrayim. It's not because Yosef was great. Oh, he was very gay. But he said to tell the brothers, it was because of you, Tati. That's why I have so much covenant in Mitzrayim. And he was right. Atov doesn't say this, but I'm just explaining that. He was right. Because Yosef was only zeichet to that covenant to become Melech Mitzrayim because he was Oymid bin Yisrael with Eishes Potiphar. But how was he Oymid bin Yisrael with Eishes Potiphar? Only because it says Yaakov's face. He couldn't do it on his own. So he was mamish zeichet because of Yaakov Avinu. So to say he was in the schos of Yaakov Avinu is certainly true. But if you have a halig child like a Vichemeyer from Zinkov, you know, didn't become wasn't a Kaddish Merechim for nothing. You know, many people are not born into the world like that. So, of course, all the covet is because of his father. The Rishon said about him, he says, I can count with Bichemeyer and with Moshe Kabriner. And if I had another 8 tzaddikim like that, we could bring the Mashiach. That's what he said about the greatness of Rabbi Chaim from Zinkov. There was a very famous wedding in Hasidic history, the wedding at Astila, where all the tzaddiki yador, they came, and it had a lot to do with Rabbuna from Pshischa, and the Abderav played a very important role in basically freeing the Rabbuna from all the accusations that he was having from Pshischa, in Pshischa. So in that kufa of the wedding in Astila, So the Abderav was very impressed by the Chiddush HaRem. Part of that story is how the Chiddush HaRem answered a certain kasha, and they showed that the Chassidim know how to learn, and it's a whole big tumult. But Al Kaponim, The Chiddush Arim's name is Yitzhak Meir, same thing, Rav Shemeyer. And Rav Shemeyer Zinkov is the same name. So the after of, he told his son that you and the Chiddushim are Ben Gilois, which means that you have basically the same neshama. And when they met each other, they mamash headed off. It was like something very, very unique. But the after of already knew that these two neshamas who shared the same name, that they had a very special pneumistic akasha with each other. He was once involved in a discussion. There was a town who wanted to hire a Rav, and they were consulting with him about who to hire. And he gave his suggestions, and they had their own suggestions. So time went by, he didn't hear anything, and then he found out later that they already had hired a Rav, and they didn't, you know, complete the discussions, and they kind of went on their own. So he asked him, "So who did you pick, and why didn't you follow up with me?" So he says, "Well, really, not only did we need a Rav, we needed also a Baal Tefillah. We needed somebody who could daven for the Amid. So we hired somebody who could be a Rav and also daven for the Amid." That's what he said. He says, "Chavai didn't consult with me." He says, "Because you found a Rav who could daven for the Amid. I knew of a Rav who could daven before the Rebbeinu Shalom." Somebody once came to see his Hadras Panim at a very beautiful tzura. So he saw the seed was like staring at him, and he said, "What are you looking at already?" So he says, "I'm looking at the tzaddik." So this is a well known maysa. He said, "What are you looking at me who is a tzaddik?" He says, "Amek kulam tzaddikim. Every single Jew is a tzaddik. If you start to look within yourself a little bit more, that's how you're going to grow in your way to Hashem. Don't come to me to look. Look inside yourself, and that's how you're going to grow." Very interesting maysa. He once came to a city, and in that city there was somebody who sounds like he stayed by once, maybe twice, and then the next time he came to the city he was put up at another house. He was invited to come to some type of a communal suda for the Chevah Kadisha, which is usually held on Zion Adar in most communities. And he showed up, and then the original Lachsanya, the Balachsanya, his host, showed up to the Suda as well. And he turned to the Balachsanya and he says, "You know, why didn't you come see me earlier? Why do I have to wait to the Suda? You know, just because I'm not staying at your house, you know, doesn't mean don't have to come see me." So he says, "Because you didn't call me. That's why I didn't come." So he says, he quoted the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Yerushalayim was destroyed. That's what the Gemara says. You know, the whole story is that there was the Baal Suda, he liked Bar Kamsa, he didn't like Kamsa, and there was a switch, huh? It was the other way around. Liked Kamsa, didn't like Bar Kamsa, so he sent the invitation to the wrong guy, and he showed up, his enemy, and for that, you know, the Yerushalayim was destroyed. So he said, "I don't understand the Gemara." The Gemara says, because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So I don't get it. He says, "It wasn't destroyed because of Kamsa, it was only destroyed because of Bar Kamsa. What does Kamsa have to do with it?" He says, "You know why it was destroyed because of Kamsa?" He says, "Because Kamsa should have come even without the invitation. If you have a Yedid, you have somebody who you know, you don't have to wait for an invitation to come. You show up to the Simcha. Because you're there, not because you needed to be invited, because you're a Chaver." So he says, "What? We're friends, no? Yeah, I need to invite you to come to see me? If you're Yedidim, you come anyways. That's how friends work." Somebody once came to him to get a bracha for Parnasa. So he says, "Do you have Parnasa? Do you have Parnasa?" He says, "No, Parnasa, no." He says, "If I would work a little bit, then I would have Parnasa." That's what he said to the Rebbe. So when he said that to the Rebbe's face became like white. He's like, "If I would work a little bit, I would have Parnasa." So he says, like a short while later, it was at a Shal Shudis. It was like a Shal Shudis. And the only thing he kept saying was, "If I would only work a little bit, I would have something." That was like, he took that homage like, "If I would work a little bit, I would have something." Those words just penetrated his heart. Like, but tzaddikim, everything which you say, which they say, which they hear, it's not for naught. He felt like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was talking straight to him. "No, yagati matzasi. So I'm not working at all. If I would just work a little bit, I would have something." That was what he kept saying. Like tzaddikim. His father, the after Rav, before he passed away, like many other tzaddikim did as well, they had said that when they come up to Shemayim, they're going to storm the heavens and plead before the Rabbanu Shalom to bring the Mashiach. They can't understand what's going on. They're going to make sure that it's going to happen. So the after have passed away, and nothing's doing. So they asked his son, you know, your father said he was going to take care of business. So he said this. He says, my father came to me in a dream last night, and he told me, pshat, what's going on. He says that the pasuk says in Tehillim, Diminu Elokim Chastecha Bekeret Echalacha, Tehillim Memchas. Diminu Elokim Chastecha, we envisioned Hashem your chasen, Bekeret Echalacha. It's like it comes from the center, from the midst of your heichal, of your chamber. So my father told me the following pshat in the pasuk. He says, Diminu Elokim. Elokim is always a shame of Midas Adin. It says, Diminu Elokim. We imagine to ourselves that what goes on in the world is din. Diminu Elokim. But really, Chazdecha Bekeref Hechalacha. Everything which happens comes from the inner chambers of Hashem's Chesed. So the reason why we think that we're going to make things work and fix things is because we think that there's all these din in which are coming. But when you come up and you see Hashem's perspective, it's not din at all. Everything is chasadim. So you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want as much as we want? He wants more than we want. He's doing the most chasadim that he could do for us. So what, I'm going to change things? There's nothing to change. It's not that there's din and I have to change it. It's all chasadim. That was a beautiful touch in the pasuk. He told him in his dream to tell him, he came up with such a havamina, but when he came up to Shemayim, he says, nothing to change. Everything which Hashem Yisbarach does, we think that it's din, but it's really all chasadim. And the tzaddikim explained that those who were by his bed, by his p'tira, it was a very special experience. Let's go into the details here. But they said it to the very last moment here, with Das Min Yushavis, he was very, very clear, very lucid, and they said it was a very heilige moment. And the way that they described it was this, you couldn't put it into words. All they said was, Mises Nashika Mamish. What you would imagine about those tzaddikim who died with Mises Nashika, that ease, that dveikus, that kedusha, everything was there for the maimon of Rich Meyer when he passed away. So,